Arizona's immigration crisis.
We can't secure the border without improving the process of lawful immigration.
That's Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Pinzon talking with us on Arizona's Morning News yesterday about the border, in case you weren't listening yesterday.
And why weren't you?
I thought we should play back a chunk of our talk with the sheriff. And in regards to the border, we talked about a lot of different things. And you can catch all of that if you go to the podcast page, the Arizona Morning News podcast page at KTAR.com. But we started off asking Sheriff Pinzon about the meeting that Governor Ducey held with county sheriffs this week, trying to press Washington, D.C. into passing border security legislation. Pinzon was not there because he had prior commitments, but still thinks the border needs to be fixed.
I'm absolutely in support of securing our border, make sure that not just our state, but our nation is safe from the issues that we face. There are crime-related issues that are directly tied to the border being porous, but at the same time, we also have to recognize that we've created a pathway for those who want to pursue an opportunity in our nation as immigrants, and because we have failed to make a more sophisticated and expeditious process than people that are not necessarily criminals, but are choosing criminal pathways to enter our country, or unlawful pathways, I should say. So it is and has been an issue for far too long and needs to be addressed.
Sheriff, the governor says he wants to fill those open areas with barriers and also have stricter criminal penalties for offenders coming across the border. What would you like to see the federal government do differently regarding the border? And do you have much confidence anything will change?
Well, I think that this issue is a symptom of the dysfunctionality, not just in the federal government, just in government practices across the board. You know, we have become too partisan. We have neglected issues that are in the best interest of the people that we serve. And we have to be thoughtful enough to sit down and start developing comprehensive solutions. I think that the part of it is a lot of folks who are in office are concerned at the time. This isn't reflecting on anyone individual. I'm speaking in generalities. On what kind of an impact they can have in the moment for the benefit of their own legacy. And these types of issues aren't solved overnight, but the problem is because we don't begin to work on solving them, they never get solved. So, you know, we can't secure the border without improving the process of lawful immigration.
You know, last hour, by the way, Sheriff Paul Pinzon there joining us yesterday on Arizona's Morning News. Last hour, we talked about how there's some chatter going on in the background that Governor Doug Ducey might consider a run for the U.S. Senate this year. And to many Arizona Republicans, you know, his meeting with the sheriffs and this border legislation for Washington, D.C., it doesn't sound like a man who believes his political career is winding down this year. Now, a little after Sheriff Pinzon was on with us, Sheriff Mark Danels of Cochise County was on with Mike Broomhead. Danels County has a population that's about 3% the size of Sheriff Pinzon's. 127,000 people reside in Cochise County versus the 4.5 million in Maricopa County. But Danels County is right on the border and, of course, much less able to absorb the cost that comes with illegal border crossings.
Just from July 1 of 2021 to December 31st of 2021, the first 6 months of this fiscal year for us, the costs are over $800,000 for border-related booking crimes in our jail. That's something we didn't allocate for.
Yeah, and when you have a small county, or at least a small budget, in what's actually a large county land-wise, but has a small population, that's some pretty tough stuff to absorb. So you can understand why Republicans and Democrats, you know, Paul Pinzon, a Democrat, and Danels, a Republican, are both saying the federal government needs to do something.